Today's daf is Nida Daf Dalet. Nida Daf Dalet. We'll start with Itmar about 10-12 lines up on Gimel Mabez, right after the parentheses, Shulayim Badukin Mechusin Bezav Simen. We'll start with Itmar. The Gemara has just been talking about, as we know, Shitas Shammai. Shitas Shammai, the different days in the Mishnah, Shammai, Hillel, and the Chachamim. Shammai was the one that said, Kol Anashim Dayin Shaitan. That we don't go backwards. We don't go backwards if a woman realizes that she is a Nida. So then all Tumah starts at that moment. It does not go backwards. And we mentioned, what about the Mikvah case? What about the Chavis case of the Truma? And many different answers being Mechalik between our Mishnah and cases of those cases. In the case of Mavui, if you find the Sheretz, we got into the Sugya of Tarji L'Reyasa, a lot spoken about on yesterday's daf. So now there was a Braisa that was quoted about finding a Sheretz in a box, where Taras had been, and now we quote a Machlokas Amoraim related to that Brisa. The Brisa was quoted on top, if you remember the conversation between Shammai and Hillel, and the Gemara is now going to ask about the how the Amoraim in the following discussion deal with the Brisa. So Idmar, the Gemara says, in the following Machlokas Amoraim, Kupa Shinishtam Shuba Taras Bizavizu. There's a box, and it was used for Taras on one side of the box. Vinimsa Sheretz Bizavizacheris. And afterwards, we find the Sheretz in the other corner. The question is, was the Sheretz in this corner when the Taras had been in the box? Now the Taras are not in the box anymore. So, Chizki Machlokas, Chizki Amar, Taras Harishonos Tahoros. Chizkiya says that they are tar. We could assume that the Taras were out before the Sheretz went in. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Taras Harishonos Tameos. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, they are Tame, as we will see in the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin soon. That's what we passing like. So says the Gemara, Veha Shammai Vehillel Modu Bikupa the Taras Harishonos Tameos. Didn't we say earlier in the Brisa on top of the Amid that Shammai and Hillel would admit that the Taras would be Tameos? So how could Chizkiya say Tahoros Kasha and Chizkiya? So answer number one. Says the Gemara, Kimoto Shammai Vehillel Bikupa Sheish Lashulayim. When do we say Shammai and Hillel agree that the Taras Rishonos are Tmeos? That's where the Kupa has a bottom. Rashi, Sheish Lashulayim, Vehu, in the middle of the Amud, Vuotzion Derech HaPeh. And you take them out, you open up, the turn over the barrel, and you dump them out. And therefore, Hilchachim Sheretz Hayeba, lower Uv, lo Yatsa. There might have been a Sheretz there that you didn't see. Ki pligi chizki verb yochanan bekupa she'en lo shulayim. The machlokas here is where by a kupa that does not have a bottom. So if it doesn't have a bottom, how are you using it? If it's a, says Rashi, kagon chavis shel eitz, a wooden barrel, shenitlu shulehem. You took out the bottom. You could use it lying on its side. So the barrel is lying on its side, so that you could use that to hold something. When you pour them, and everything goes out. So the machlokas between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan is by a kupa shein lo shulayim. So the Gemara says shein lo shulayim. My time with Rabbi Yochanan. If it doesn't have a bottom, so how could Rabbi Yochanan say Tameos? Obviously, when you poured out the Taurus earlier, it was all poured out. There was nothing left in it. So when the Sheretz comes in, it was for sure the Taurus should be Tahoros. There was nothing. There was nothing left. So the Gemara says ein lo shulayim v'yesh lo ogenim. It doesn't have a full bottom, but it has a rim, right? In place of the bottom, it has a little rim that it's kafuf at the edge. So therefore, something might have gotten stuck in there, and therefore, it could be that the Taros and the Sheretz were in the barrel at the same time, and therefore, that is the chashash that Rabbi Yochanan says, we have to assume Tameos. Says the Gemara, V'hatnan, Hamadle, the Bach changes it to V'hatnan, V'hatnan, Hamadle, Asara, Deli, and Mayim, Bazach, Hazeh. What if I'm filling up water, and pouring up water, one after the other, after the other, and after I filled up 7 barrels of water, I look into the barrel, and I see a Sheretz there. The question is, were all the earlier, the Sheretz there beforehand, and all the earlier barrels of water, were they Tame? From the Sheretz. The Sheretz we know is an Avatuma, Midaraisa, one of the Shemona Shratzim. Vinipsa Sheretz Be'echad Mehem, Hu Tame V'kulo Taharim. We assume, no, only the Sheretz got it now, we don't have to worry about the water that was there earlier, because we can assume that. V'yamar Yishlachet B'shem Reb Yanai, Lo Shana, Lo Shein, Lo Ognim. This is only when can you assume that it only this one is tamei and not the earlier ones is because only where it has a type of rim, right? In la ognim Rashi shein la ognim l'dili. It doesn't have the hashtavadi emisa davi hasa bezimna kamaya binafam and adli mamayim, because if it existed, if the sharetz was in the water earlier, it would have fallen out with the earlier water. The fact that it is here, aval yesh la ognim, kulan tameim. But if it has an ogen, then we have to assume it might have been here beforehand, and therefore even when you poured out the earlier water, the sharetz was there, but it got stuck in the rim, and therefore, even the earlier times, it is tameh. So lemi chizkiyah less than Rav Yanai. So shall we say, chizkiyah who said earlier, where it has a rim, it's still tahar, doesn't hold of Rav Yanai's pshat of this discussion of the Tanam, because Rav Yanai says that if it has a rim, that we have to be worried that the sheretz was stuck in there earlier, and the earlier water is tameh. So shall we say that chizkiyah does not hold like, does not agree with Rav Yanai's explanation? So my answer is no. Maya sharki, peri lo sharki. Two answers. Number one, water has viscosity. It flows much quicker. So therefore, by water, you could still say tahar. Even, I'm sorry, water, you might say, is tame, even though the fruit are, peri lo sharki, fruit doesn't flow out, as quickly. And therefore, Rashi, Maya Sharki, Vein Sarach Lafoch Adzli Al Panav, Kshu Ma'ara. When you pour out the barrel by the water, or the Deliyim, I should say, we pour out the Deliyim by the water, because water flows out very quickly, you don't have to turn over the whole, container in order for the water to go out. Even if I pour it over halfway, all the water would go out. So there's a chance that the sheretz might be stuck in there, because you didn't have to pour the water out the whole way. Fruit, if you want to get all the fruit out, you have to turn it over the whole way. So that's why Chizkiyah could say by fruit, the taros that were in there are tahoros, because we could assume that any sheretz would have fallen out earlier because you turned over the whole thing in order to get all the fruit out. While Mashiach by water, because water flows a little bit after the other, the viscosity of water is smooth, and therefore that's why he could say tame by the water. Inami mayelo kapitalaya peira kapitalaya, or a similar answer by water. A person is a makbet if a little few drops are left in the dali as he pours it. Right? That's what makbet about every single drop. So he'll come out the next one. So that's why again he wouldn't pour it out the whole way. Mashiach, but it comes to fruit, he would want to get all the fruit out before he refills it with other fruit. Peire kapid alayu. Right, the viscosity of water and sharki come up, if you remember, elsewhere, right, on the, by the nisach hamayim and the nisach hayayin, on the two cups, on the top, the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, we have the two holes on the top of the Mizbeach, and the Chazal tell us that the hole for wine was wider than the hole for water, because we want the Nisach HaMayim and the Nisach HaYayin to finish at the same time, and water has a flows faster than wine. It's less thick. Water, wine is thicker, and that's why the hole is greater, because Maya Sharki, and therefore we change the size there. Filling in the Rambam, there's a big discussion in the Achronim on this. The Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumah quotes this halacha in Perek Yud Zayin of Hilchos Shar Avos HaTumah. Why is it called Shar Avos HaTumah? Because the Rambam starts off, we mentioned this in the past, but it's always good to review. The Rambam starts off a Hilch Sefer Tara with the most extreme Tumah V'Tara, that's Tumas Meis. And related to Tumas Meis, right after Tumas Meis, we have Paraduma, because that's how you get rid of Tumas Meis. That's the beginning of Sefer Tara. Paraduma and Tumas Meis. Then we get to the next most Chamur Tumah. What else has Tumas Ohel? Besides Tumas Meis, Tumas Saras. Right, that's the next in the Sefer Tara. Then we have the next most chamor avos atumah, the ones that are metame mishkav u'moshav. As we mentioned, zav, zava, yoledes. We spoke about mishkav azav in the past. The lumdus of mishkav azav that it doesn't go down. A zav sits on a couch, and the couch is also an avatumah. It's one of the exceptions to the rule. Doesn't go down. Rav Salvechik's idea that it's not mitame, that it's just magdir and matfisis. That's mitame mishkav u'moshav, and that the Rambam says four mitzvahs: tumas nida, tumas yoledes, tumas zava, and tumas zav. The four that create mishkav and moshav. And finally, after that, we talk about the other avos atumah. And all the other ones that are listed in the Mishnayos and Kalim based on the Psukim in the Torah. Again, most of Tumah, much of Tumah V'Tahara are in the Psukim. We can find a lot of other areas of Halacha that are nowhere in the Torah Shebichtav. It's almost all Torah Shebaal Peh. So much of Tumah V'Tahara, It's based on psukim. We just don't always focus and understand the psukim fully. But the Shara of Satumos, the Rambam talks about the other three mitzvahs that, besides the ones that are in Mishkav and Moshav, he talks about Tumas Nevela, Tumas Sheretz, and Tumas Shechva Zera. And he also throws in Tumas Avodah Zara, which is Midir Abanan. But in that context, the Rambam says in Perek Yud Zayin, relating to Sveikos, Kizayas mena meis befiya orev. Suffik ha'ehil ala adam ala kinam b'shoz yachin suffik shlo ha'ehil. Right, I'm talking about suffik, not our issue now. V'chein, ha'memale b'kli. Here's our case. Somebody's filling up in a kli. Again, it's halacha l'maisa. Right, maybe we're going to base a migdash, and then somebody's going to be filling up, again, in the days of old, now it's going to be from the sink, and they fill it up, and all of a sudden, in the cup, you find a sheretz in the pail as you're filling up. You filled it up in a pail, and then you poured it into 10 other kelim. You find a sheretz in one of those cups. It's a little different now. It's not in the pail, but you find a in one of the kelim that you put it into. Hu tamei v'kulan taharim. Ava bisha kulan safik shema sheretz bekli shemi lebo haya tchila. Right, maybe the sheretz was in the cup before the one that you poured from. Mipnei, so what might you say? You might say because it doesn't have an ogen or it doesn't have something, says the Rambam. Mipnei shehein kelim ve'ein bahen da'as lishael. We'll get to that yesod on the Amud Beis. The Gemara doesn't quote it here, but the Rambam does. Another rule and regulation of Tumah Vatara, that Tumah is only by Yesh Bo Da'as Lishal. A lot of Hilchos Tumah, I learned that from Sota. Sota is a human being. You can ask a Sota whether she's guilty or not. Yesh Bo Da'as Lishal, and the rule by Tumah Vatara is it has to be by a Suffolk Tumah, is only Tumah if Yesh Bo Da'as Lishal. A Kli does not have Das Lishael, you can't ask, and therefore that's the Rambam's reason here. Bebeshein Kalim Veima Das Lishael. The subject's about whether it was in the Kli or not. The Rabbi jumps on the Rambam. That's not what the Gemara says. Taman Yala Tamazeh. Shrei Tuma Haba'a Bidei Adam Hi. First of all, this is about a person using the Kli. Would you call this? Where's the suffix here? It's in the kli, but it's at the person filling up the kli with the water. Aval hatam shakala tumas kishas mitziyasan ubimaka mitziyasan. You know what the Ravid says? You know why you assume that it's tahar here? Because you assume it's here right now. This is where it just came. That's what the impression you get from the Gemara. Nothing about Yisro Dasli Shol is a factor, but it's just not brought in here. Says the Ravid, Shekola Tumas Kishas Mitziyasan, Makam Mitziyasan, Delo Mechaskina Tumam Yimakam Lamakam, Hecha De Efshar Lemitzli Betahara. V'yavagav De Rabbi Yochanan Tzvira Lei, De Mechaskinan Litzlos, Hanimili Ba'osa Kupa, Avol Mikli Lekli Lo, Not by Kli Lekli. So the Mefarshim here, the Kesem Mishnah, Rab Chaim has a long piece on this, in the Grach Halashas, on this Rambam, about the Rambam's reason, not the Rambam's halacha, but the Rambam's reason, why he gives a different reason than Chazal seem to give. That's in Tav Chaf Aleph in the Grach Alashas. Okay, so that is all, though, second to last line now, that's all one answer. What does Shammai and Hillel do with the, and what does Chizkiah do, and the Machlokas, Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, what do they do with the previous Brisa? Again, because we started off with this Idmar, with the Machlokas Amoraim, and it was related to the earlier Brisa, which we thought was Lekulei Alma. So, another answer to be Mechalik. We had one Chilik about whether it doesn't have a bottom, but it has a rim. V'yibayisema, ki modu Shammai v'Hillel b'kupa shena b'duka. When does Shammai and Hillel say that it is Tamei, right? If the Sheretz is in one spot and you find the Tyrus have been in earlier in the other side, that's only by a Kupa that you hadn't checked out. You didn't check out when you put the Tyrus in there whether there was a Sheretz in there or not. So you didn't check. So if it's Ena Beduka, so then you have to be nervous that it does not have a Cheskas Tara, right? A Bedika creates a Cheskas Tara. Right, a woman who does a hefsik tahara, just as a mashal, then changes her chazaka. Right, that is a sugya that we're going to have to talk about in this mesechta, more in the second half of the mesechta, but it's going to come up a few times also in the first half. And that is, what's the woman's status during the Shiva Nikiyam? Well, we mentioned in the Hagdama a couple of days ago, that when a woman is a zava, she has to count 7 clean days. Is she tamei during those? I mean, lamaisa, she's tamei. She cannot be with her husband yet, and she's still tamei. But the Hefsek Tara that was done at the beginning of the Shiva Nikiyam does something. So what is she considered? We're going to have a Hava Mina later on in the Gemara that a Boel Nida, you know, maybe should only be Tamei for the amount of days that the woman has left. Let's say it's day 5 of her Nida. So maybe she shall only be Tamei, he shall only be Tamei for 2. Kamash Vala not. Is it a process that it goes, it gets weaker and weaker? Or is it zero until it clears. It's tame until tara at the end of seven. So that is a question in terms of the creation of the status. But that bedika creates a certain status. So here says the Gemara, when does Shammai and Hillel say that the taros are going to be tame? If you didn't create a chazaka of baduk beforehand. Right, a cheskas badik comes up by chametz. Also, if you remember, beginning of Psachim, so kimo di b'shami v'hel b'kupa shein b'duka by a kupa that was not baduk beforehand, and therefore that's where tamei ki pligi cheskas Rabbi Yochanan b'kupa b'duka. When does cheskas and Rabbi Yochanan have the machlokas by a kupa that was checked out for shrutzim beforehand? Marsavar habatka. Chizkia says you checked it out when you put the taras in. You checked there was no sheretz. So when you put the taras in. And now the taras are out, and now there's a sheretz. You could assume that there was no sheretz there when the taras were in there. Umar savar emar emsila gado nafal. No, maybe right after you checked, it went in there. We're talking about taras, right? And we have to be very careful about taras. And therefore, it is going to be tamei according to Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, v'hadumi the ishak tani. But didn't Hillel compare in isha and this case the isha beduka hi? And by occasion, Isha was bata b'kodem l'chem, right? Because she does these bedikas, as we saw earlier, and therefore, should be chizkia kasha l'chizkia, Rashi says. So, you should say, it's similar. Kiva d'shchichi b'damim k'sheinu beduka damya. No, since a woman is common to have dam, like we said in the first day, that it's like a chazaka sha'asuya l'shtanos kind of state, therefore, it's ki'ilu, she's eina beduka, and therefore, the kupa is talking about a case of eina beduka, and that's how we can compare the cases. Fine. Number two. Third answer. V'ibayis eima. Kimodu shamai ve'hillel b'kupa she'eina mechuse. Shammai and Hillel agree that the taras are tameos by a kupa that does not have a cover. So then the sheretz might have fallen in at any time, even when the taras were in there. Ki pligi chizki of Rabbi Yochanan b'kupa mechusa. If it's a covered kupa, it's a covered kupa that had anything get in, right? Then what's the whole machlokas? How could Rabbi Yochanan say taras are shown as tameos if it's a covered kupa? Rabbi Yochanan, so says the Gemara, ki pligi chizki Rabbi Yochanan b'kupa mechusa. Mechusa echi nafal, k'onche tashmisha al yedei kisui. You use it, but you have to take the cover off to be able to use it. So says Rashi, Shetashvisha de Kisui, Kishahu wrote Selahakhlas Totocha, Lahotzi Mitocha, Migalu Machasosa. You have to take the cover off when you put the taros in. So there's a chance that something got in. Hilkach, Rashi continues. Chizkiah Savar Kozman Sha Taras Betocha Nizer Bavakisa. Chizkiah says, as long as the taros are in there, you're going to be very careful. When you take the cover off, put the cover back in. After they're out, you're going to be less careful, and that's how the sheretz got in. But you can assume it came in afterwards. V'hashta la'achar shenitlu mimena heisiach daito mishmirasa. After you took the taras out, so when you used it, you aren't as careful in terms of when you put the cover on, not letting anything in. And therefore, v'lo nizar l'chasos of enafal, you weren't careful to close it perfectly. And therefore, the sheretz fell in after the taras were taken out. Rabbi Yochanan Tzavar, no. Chayshidin Hashemi Kishagilu L'shtamishba. Maybe even when you took the cover off, when the taras were still in there, still it would the sheretz fell in. The sheretz fell in. Fell in that. Interesting. This Rashi reminds us a little bit of a Ramban and other Rishon that we've had. Chizkia says, as long as the taras were in there, you were guarded it, and you had a focus. You had a focus. There is a discussion in the Rishon at the beginning of Chulin that talks about Shmira, the status of Shmira, is in a state when you don't even let it get into the status of suffik. Truma has to be shamor, mishmeres trumosai. The mitzvah is to guard the truma so it's not even in the state of suffik. Not only it's not in the state of vadai tuma. The mitzvah of shmira is where it doesn't even get to the state of suffik. So that, like Chizkiah holds, if you have taurus in there and you're guarding it, you're going to be so careful. It's not going to be in the world of suffik. It's not going to get to the status of suffik. And that's Chizkiah Svara, right? That's what Rashi says. You're going to be very careful and focused on it. But obviously, Chirib Yochanan says, maybe not. Maybe you actually took the cover off, then it might have gone in there even when you weren't looking, you didn't notice. Says the Gemara about Dumya de Isha Ktani again, but didn't we compare this case to an Isha of Isha Mechusa, right? Isha is considered Mechusa. Dam didn't come from anywhere else. So it should be like a case of the Kupa must be talking about a case of Mechusa Skinan, and still we say Tamei earlier by the Isha. Kiva the Shrichi Badame Kisha Mechusa Damya. Again, it's a separate type of case because the Dam can come by an Isha at any moment. That was number three. fourth and final answer, I think, to be mechalik again between the brisa that we had on top of Gimel Amud Beis and the machlokas amaram on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, which seems to be at the exact same case. How could Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan argue about this case on the bottom, all in the brisa? It seems to say they both agree, Shammai and Hill both agree, that it's tummy in the case of the kupa, right? Unlike the case of the Mishnah. The case is where the machlok, the Shammai and Hillel, where they agree that this tumah is where it was just found in the corner of the kupa, and the kupa hasn't moved. Taras were in one, Sheres was in the other. What if the kupa moved? You use Taras in one side of the house, in one side of the kupa, and then you find the sheretz in the other side of the kupa, in the other side of the house as well, as we will see. So this is about the sugya, as we'll get into, mechazkin and tuma, mimakom lemakom, right, which adds in another factor. Tuma, as we know, has its own set of rules, its own yesodos in terms of what you do in case of suf, what you do in cases of what type of questions to ask. Again, every world, Isra V'Heter has its own, Dini Mamanis has its own rules, and Tumah V'Tahara has its own rules. And most of Tumah V'Tahara is Gzeiras HaKasav, according to Mefarshim. Right, by others, Sofik L'Chumra, Sofik L'Kula, right, then Hamos V'Chalav Araya, you have Svaris, but by Tumah V'Tahara, Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Tar B'Rishus Yachid Tameh. Why is that? There's more chance of it being Tameh and Rishus Yechid. You're learning that from Sota. That's how we didn't do the Tosas. But Tosas, back in the beginning, Misachlis spoke about, you could have a Tarti Tisasri in the world of Tumah V'Tahara. And still Paskin that way. Remember, one of the more well-known cases, the Mishnah and Taharas of Shnei Shvilin. Two Shvilin, one is Tameh, one is Tahar. We'll see, we're going to get to this. And two people went down, those Shvilin, and they each come to the rabbi separately to ask the question, am I Tameh, am I Tahar? And the answer is, they're both Tahar. They're both Tahar. Lamaisa, one of them is Tameh. No, Safik Tumah Bershus Arab is Fake Otar. Yes, each separate. So again, we had Das Lishol, Ainbo Das Lishol. So again, different factors affect cases of Tumah V'Tahara differently. So now we're adding in another factor. Another factor that creates another tzad of a question to ask. More generally, Lahakel. It's in a different place where it used to be. Not only is it in the other side of the coop, it's on the other side of the house. So now, are we choshes that the sheretz and the taras were there at the same time? The taras were put in on one side of the house, and the sheretz was now on the other side of the house. So that's why it's going to be one more nod with tahar. So says the Gemara, ki pligi chizir Rabbi Yochanan bizav is bias. Says the Gemara, v'al kupa kamar, just says kupa, v'achi kamar, kupa shenishtam shu bataras bizav is bias zu, v'til tulu bizav is acheres, and you moved it to a different one, v'nimsa sheretz bizav is acheres, and you find the sheretz in the other zavis. So the question is, was the sheretz mitame the taris? And they were there at the same time. So that's the machlokas. So Chizkiya savar, lo mechazkina tumah mimakom lemakom? Chizkiya says, no. We're not machzik tumah. If there was sheretz here, we don't say the sheretz was there earlier. On the other side, we're not machzik tumah mimakom lemakom. Rabbi Yochanan savar, mechazkinan. Rabbi Yochanan says, we are machzik tumah mimakom lemakom. Good. Rav Shimon Shkaf talks about in the Shar Yosher and other Achronim, what's the svara to say? Again, I just formulated, he has it a little differently. He says, and what about if a woman goes to a different spot of the house and you're not sure, you know, is that machaskin and tumakam lamakam? She touched Taras up by the couch and now she's standing in the kitchen. The Gemara doesn't bring up mimakam lamakam there. So he explains, mimakam lamakam is only about if the question is about whether tumah was transferred, not whether tumah existed. Here we're worried, where the question is, was tumah transferred from the sheretz to the taras? That's what we could say, ein mechaskin and tumah imakom lemakom. But the woman, the question is she tameh? Right, that's really the question. Not so much, right, she was osik in taras, but the question is more about her. Says the Rav Shimon, this is in Shar HaChazakos, the Shar Beis, Parag Yud Beis. He says, manishtana adin adei ishtana samakom. Why should switching the place make any difference? So he says, Zevadai. Again, it's a long piece, I'm just reading part of it. Zevadai. Delo mechaskin in reyesa mi gavra la gavra, o mi chefes la chefes acher. Kamochein, im anu donim al eze mako, in nischash bo eze davr toma, o iser, vasiba agoremes lono list tafek baze, hu a yidei shara inu is chadshus tumo iser bemakam acher. We don't know. We want to know if tumah took place here. And why is our question? Because we see tumah in a different place. We say, "Emachaskinan mimakom lemakom." Ve'nes shayach b'davar hametame esvivav bimaga v'chadome o davar ha'oser esvivav aydei pleitas iser. and we're trying to figure it out. But says Reb Shimon, aval v'isha nida sha'anu mesupakim ale be'ezes man rasa kibat de masafik nogeya eleha le'inyan minyan l'sfira ve'etzlo lo shayach chilaka makomos tekal makam shehi tumasa ima hainu sha'asafik ba'atzmusa hu nafgimina gam le'isha atzma v'lo rak lo safas tuma b'makam ahu az lakai kol yemachas kinu tuma b'makam l'makam. It's a big limit, right? We wouldn't say it by a woman, because by a woman, the question is, was she tame? When did she become tame? When she gets sarcastic shem and akiyam? When is, that's the question. But here, we know Asheretz is tame. We know Taharis are generally tar. We want, the question is about the transfer. That's the only question we're asking. That's where makom l'makom makes a difference, says Rav Shimon. By the woman, the question starts off with, when is this, did this woman become tame? Not about any type of transfer. So then it wouldn't make a difference in terms of mechaskin and tuma, makom l'makom. There are many shailas that come up. We have a sha'ar mitzvah and balacha on Masechtas Nida. It's been a long time. We haven't had his farm, Rabbi Braun's farm, in a while. But mechaskin and makom l'makom comes up in other areas as well. It has probably come up in everybody's house at some point or another. You find a fleishik fork in the milchik side, or vice versa, in the drain, in the dishwasher, right, in the, whatever it is. Are we machzik mimakalon? Do we say that not only was this fleishik spoon here now, it was in the sink with these other kalim too. It was in the dishwasher when there was hot, and are we machzik iser mimakam lamakam? So that's the iser v'hetta talks about that. Nimsa kara nikiya choleves. Clean milchik, bein karos acheros, lo noda im hutcha imahem. Afim ragel adiach bekli rishon, mutarim shneim isek sveika. Safik shem hutcha imahem, vim tom alomar hutcha imahem, shem alo haisa ben yomo. Double safik, v'od eshiv ma'arash, yesh latir mitam darbinim begamara. Also, besides svek sveika, maybe she matir it because, ein mechazkin and tumi mimakom lamakom, says the Isser v'heter. Im kain kemochein ein machzikim iser mimakom lamakom. Just like we're not machzik tuma, like here in our case, we're not machzik iser. Klomer lo amrina kemochein ata biyachad kein hanu biyach beis hahadacha. Elamina ata ba'asa ben akaras. So that's why if you find it in the drawer, generally poskim or meiko. If you find it coming out of the dishwasher, that's not a suffix. If you find it in the dishwashing drain, then you know everything in the dishwashing drain was generally we don't put things into something into a clean dishwasher drain if it wasn't washed with that. Generally, everything in the dishwasher either was in the dishwasher or not in the dishwasher. So that would be more of a tzad, more of a shayla. Then you have to ask, was there soap and other types of questions. But again, this is discussed here. And the Shurim Zayin Balacha quotes a number more of the chazakos. Good. What else? I guess we'll talk about it a little more. But just the Chashuk Echemed here also discusses. Owe machzik mimakam lamakom. Says, again, comes up lamaisa. Sheila. A woman does a bedika, does an internal check, and the bedika is generally a clean bedika. On the edge, there's some problematic color. But you know, the ikar bedika was done, on most of the aid. So do, owe machzik tumma mimakam lamakom if there's red on the edge? So do we say that the bedika was a problem, but what if you could see that the general mark where the bedika was is not a problem? This might have come from somewhere else. So again, are we machzik tumah? They talk about it in that context too. He quotes from the Tshuvas Emek Tshuva. Yesh litzlos shad mimas ba mi bachutz. Right? V'haya sham ezed tamach was chicha v'chadoma. Maybe a woman had a scratch near the place. Kadam b'makam rachol ikra bedika makam ochiyash v'am bachutz. Again, a little very tricky. Very tricky. Posek has to be very careful in these areas. Nearest to Dvarav Nemrim and Astam. Aval Amitachin Shigiyam Erechem Afil Yishpaz Eksatz Histabrus Ein Lahakel. Generally, we're not Mako by Bedikos in that type of case, unless it's pretty clear that comes from a different source. Good. Let's continue a little bit more, and then we'll have some more Shilas. So the Gemara says the question, the case of Chizkiyahu and Rabbi Yochanan is where not only was it in the different part of the kupa, but in a place in the house. The Gemara says, "Umim chaskinan." Do we really? Does Rabbi Yochanan really say we're machzik tumim makom lamakom? Well, that's not. But doesn't the Mishnah say in Maseches Taharos? Baruch Hashem. Today's daf, we have a number of Mishnayos from Seder Taharos that do not have Gemara. So Baruch Hashem. V'atnan noga be'echad balayla v'niyadim chayemays. Somebody touches another person during the night and he's not sure, and he wakes up in the morning and his friend is dead. He doesn't know if when he touched him, he was dead or alive. He doesn't know if he was metame meis. Doesn't know if he was metame meis. So Rabbi Meir metaher. Rabbi Meir says tar. You could assume he was alive until the last moment, and then when you touched him, he was alive. Sounds like metame vadai. Right? The Rishonim here discuss why by nida, even by nida, the shitas were metame mishum suffik. Right, what's the difference between a nida? Tosfos here discusses another the Rishonim, right? Why nida is there a cheskas tara versus cheskas chaim? Is there a difference between the two? But either way, a chum metamim should call it tameos kishas mitziyasan. The chum metame, because all tameos are kishas mitziyasan, vitani Allah kishas mitziyasan, ubimakam mitziyasan. And we have the brisa not only on shas mitziyasan, but also ubimakam mitziyasan, meaning makam mitziyasan, im matzu shachris meis ba'oso makom shenaga bo balayla. Tame, you found him in the same spot that you touched, right? He didn't move. And you assume he was tahar. How'd he get there? Right, tahar. So you see, you don't move makomos into mavatara. That the Brisa, explaining this Mishnah says, is shas b'tiyal, the makom is yasad. And you're not machzik tumah mimakom l'makom. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say in the case of the sherets that were machzik tumah mimakom l'makom, if the tumah was here, it must have been there beforehand. Here, Bo, if the person was dead here, we don't assume he was dead in the other place. So what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this Mishnah? V'chi teima, we'll just do one more line and then we'll stop. It's a Chakvatari that continues for a while. And if you want to say, well, maybe that's only Lisrof, but we are tola it, meaning to say it's Vadei Tamei, we wouldn't be Machzik Mimakom L'Makom. But maybe the Mishnah and the Brisa would agree, and Rabbi Yochanan is saying maybe Litlos Talinan, we would be tola it at least Mimakom L'Makom, it could be at least Safik Tuma, says the Gemara, Umi Talinan, are we? Are we tola even Mi Safik? Mimakom l'makom, right? Or do we say no? It's totally for sure tahar. Umita linen v'atanan, a different mishnah, another mishnah in Taurus. Machat shenimsei smalei chaluda o shvura. There's a needle that's full of rust, totally rusted over. A needle o shvur, or it's broken, meaning it's not useful right now, and it is. Says Rashi al gabe taharos. Right, umakir bashihi tamea. So you know this, I have to add that in. You know it's tame, but you don't know if it was tame before it came here or not. You know it's been here for a long time. It has rust on it. So, tahora. Shkala tameos kishas mitziyasan. Right, it's tar, because it's kishas mitziyasan. Viamai. Lema hai mei kara machan mal yisahi vahashu tehela chaluta. Maybe it was a good machat, and it became tame, and now it was only mal chaluta, but still we're mekel. Still, we're makel. So you see, we're not even maksa to makom l'makom misafik. So Kasha, stop there for a moment. How could Rabbi Yochanan say we're maksa to makom l'makom? We have all of these sources about the mace, about the machat, that we do not say tuma was bami makom l'makom. It's right here, and that's it. We don't assume it was tame beforehand. There is a very lamaisa and Shiloh that the post can discuss, and that is. What happened if somebody died and you find them and you're not sure what day they died? What day is the yard site? That's a shaila the post can discuss. The Chashuk Echemid here discusses it. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Maisa Shahaya. Yehudi Mevugar Chola Alzheimer Ne'alami Beito. And an older person with Alzheimer's, was in his house. B'nei mishpachto etchilu lechapso, v'gam harbi misnadvim, etzdarfu lechipusim, hanir chavim, ulbasof matzu meis balayla, mitachas la'achar asich. And they found them outside somewhere. And the rofei kavahu shu meis lefnei kama shaot, couple hours, and let's say it's an hour after shkia, right? Or 3 hours after shkia, so you don't know when he died. Eino yodei lekvos in meis lefnei arba shaos shaz haya adayin yom vayard side hu b'yom hakodem o shu meis lefnei shalosh shaos shagos kfar haya laila. So what do you say? Right, the Shulchan Aruch, we discussed a little bit in the Taz 2 days ago. The Shulchan Aruch discusses if you find out somebody died, you don't know if he died within 30. So that's about niyug avelus. Right, and we spoke about Cheskas Chayim, not Cheskas Chayim. Misha Shama, the Shulchan Aruch says in Tuf Beis, Misha Shama, Meshechan Mishiva Krov of Mace, Imhigia to Hashmua, Betoch Shloshim Yom, Tzorchles Abel Shiva Yamim. Somebody finds out within Shloshim that one of their relatives dies, he has to sit Shiva. Vim Shama Tashmua, Laachashkar Abu Shloshim Yom, Eno Tzorchlin Ogavel, says Shah Achas. What happens if you don't know? That's the Mahara Mintz. Right? You assume that he was alive until recently. Right? The Cheskas Chaim is no longer. As we know, you push off the Chazaka sometimes until then, you say, and therefore, that's what he discusses, right? And that, what the status, so, and that's the taz that we mentioned on Daf Beis, you really say this. So Rav Moshe writes in Yeredei Achila Gimel Siman Kuf Nun Tes, you don't know, Yishlakvo as a yard site, biyom shematsu oso shehu meis. The day that you find him. Kivan shalakol adam yishcheskas chayim, v'lachein misafik omrim shemeis bizman hameuchar. Rav Moshe says you go by the later day. Uma shemevuar benida davdalid. What if, but it says in either the that if somebody finds the next day, Matsu Shemes, Kalatara Shinagu Temeim, because Shakalatumas Kishas Mitsyasan, Ain Omim Lo Shish Loches Keshayim, Omeis Acharkach. Right, you say, what in our case? Our case says, you have to assume Tame, right? What did the Mishnah say? Right? Naga Machin, Remain Matava Chamet Tamin, Shakalatameos Kishas Mitsyasan. So why you make go there? So Rav Moshe says, maybe Das Tosfos is a Schumer of Kachim, and even though Das Rambam, if you saw he was alive the night before, so then you could assume he was still alive. The cases maybe are different if it's been a while. Either way, Rav Moshe is Mekel in that way. Rav Sternbach has a tshuva. Also, same Chelek Aleph Siman Tafrei Tzadiches. Isha Matsu Oso Shemes Belaila B'dirasa Ufiya Rofim Kvar Meis Kama Sheos. Ragi Efshar Ladat. And he quotes the Machlokas Taz and the Shach, as we just said in the Yard site, O Shayach Ladun Din Chazaka. Shahare Chazaka Inim Avareris as a Slavish Kachu Ames Rak Hilan Han Hoga Yichlinog. Gets into Lundus. Chazaka is a Din Nihug, not a Din Emes. You want to know when he died. You don't want to just know what to do. So, if you don't know when he died, how could you use Chazakas in that case? Well, Gav a Yard site, Shenogim Kane, Mishum Shaoz, Haneshama Ola Bashamayim, Zo Rak Bizman Hanachon. Velo Yishtane Bechazaka Rak Lafia Emes. Even though we know that Yerushalmi, the Yerushamayim, right, the godless returns, if you add on a month, not for now. Says the Rav Sternbach. You can't have dine chazakas are for lemaisa what we should do, but yardside has to do with the neshama. The neshama, you have to know what happened, right? When the person died, and you don't know that, so obviously it affects what we do in terms of yardside, in terms of kaddish, in terms of davening. Chazam Sofer talks about what if somebody forgot when the yardside was. These are all quoted in the Chashuk Echemet. Misha Shachach, if he's on the fourth of the month or the fifth of the month. Im Yishlo Ot Achim, B'makam Achra, Yodim B'birur, V'heim Kfar Yasu Takana, L'Shpasav, B'Kaddish. The brothers are doing it fine. What if you have no brothers? Right, so what do? Achim Inlo Achim Ba'olam, Nimsa Shi'itachin, Shebiyom Ha'yartai, Shu Yom Adin Ba'Shamayim, Tzorach Tikin Nishmaso, Inlo Mishi Yisaki Nishmaso, L'chen Yasa Yartai B'Shnayim. The Chassam Sofer said. Aval Agabe Tainis, those who fast, shekasha leish, that's right, one of those halachas that nobody does. Not too many people do it. But some do. But again, it's one of the halachas that many people don't fast on the yard site. But again, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But if it's difficult to fast 2 days, koshkin osik batorah, asher mamish yatzas char b'efseido, somebody wouldn't be able to learn properly if they're fasting, yesh lo hakel, only Yom Rishon. Ulamachras Yosef Belibu Davodas Hashem. Shizetov Bikala Karbanis. That's better than all Karbanis. And he talks about more here. But either way, that's a very important Shiloh that comes up. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. The Otnan, another Kasha that we have. On again, on Rabbi Yochanan, who says that we're Machsa Tumi Makom Lamakom, Otnan, Matza Sheretz Sarif Agabi Azesim. They burned Sheretz on olives. Taurus. You find a tattered garment. Tar. So tar, why? What do you mean why they tar? Shekalat Tameos, Kishas Mitzyasan. Because again, right now, it is Kishas Mitzyasan. Right now, it's not a usable. It's burnt. The sheretz is burned. We don't have to assume that it was a good sheretz when it touched. Right now, it's burned. So you assume it was not Matame. So you see, again, we're not machzik. V'chitema k'shas mitziyasan bein l'kula bein l'chumra u'bim makom mitziyasan aval shelo bim makom mitziyasan mitlosafina mitlatzalinan. Again, trying to fit in Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan would say no. I'm not talking about a case of our case, but if it's in a different place, so then you would be totally lisaf misafeg. But v'hatznan or v'hatanya kikar al gabi hadaf u'madaf tami munach tachtav. You have a piece of bread that's on a shelf. And you have a madaf tame, which is a type of beged, that is a, we'll see madaf means a lower level tuma. Madaf tame munach tachtav is on the floor. And then what happens? You find the bread that was on a shelf above the matlis. You find the bread on the floor next to the beged. So did it fall down on top of the beged and then roll? Or did somebody take it off and put it down next to the beged? We don't know if it's tameh. If it fell off, it definitely touched this beged on the floor. Tahora. Shani Omer, Adam Tar, Nichnas Hashem, Natzla. No, you assume a person put it down. Achi Omer, Barish, La Nichnas Adam Sham. Until a person, we could say, nobody came in. Nobody came in, Vadai. V'yomer Abalazar, Lo Nitzracha, El Lamakam Madron. And we're talking about a case of, where there is a slant, where there is a slope, Rashi, Makom Madron, she afapi shahadaf shakikar ale Makom Madron, veru uyakikar lipol. Even if it's a good chance, probability that it fell down. V'im nafla nabebeg, et afilu haki tar, it's still tar. Still tar. Why? Shani omer. But I say, right now it's here, we don't know. When it was a different spot and it rolled, we don't know. Alma, you're not maksa tuma. There's tuma over here, there's taris over here. We don't say that they met at any time in the past. So again, Kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Finish the Rashi. Alma, lo mechaskina tumi, makom lamakom. Dineima, shvei alama dafna, falvan iskalgel lakan. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say, mimakom lamakom, we're machzik tuma? You have all of these cases of the Tanoim that say otherwise. Answer, Haslam, kediktani taima. No, by there is a reason by the kikar. Shani Omer, Adam Torah, nichas Hashem and Natfa. There's an explanation how it got to the floor. A person came in. Hachanami, Nema Ori Vasav Shada. What do you mean? Also by in the Zavis, the original case. Maybe a Sheretz case was thrown into the box afterwards by an Orev. No, Adam de Bekavana Amrinan, Orev de Shalom Bekavana Lo Amrinan. An Adam acts with Kavana. And therefore, we assume that that's a possibility that happened, and we can take that possibility into account. By the Orev, it's Shalom Bekavana. We don't say that he threw it in, and therefore, that's how Rabbi Yochanan could say, what he said, by the Orev. And that's why Lo Maskana, the Mefarshim explained, Rabbi Yochanan says, you can be Machzik Tumah Makom LaMakom, at least Misafik. At least Misafik, you could say that, and all the cases that said we're not Machzik, just means we're not Machzik B'Torah Zvadai. But B'Torah Safik, we are, and the case of the Kikar is different, because maybe a person moved it. Good, end of that section, now we continue. Getting back to the original Mishnah. Michti. Relating to what we just spoke about, but the kikar on top of the shelf that fell down, but now not asking about Rabbi Yochanan. Michti. Hai kikar lik tuma birchus ayachidu. It's in a house. The kikar fell down onto the floor. V'chosavik tuma birchus ayachid sveika tame. Why don't we say it's tame for again, machzik tuma makom lamakom. We have a shaila here. Is this kikar tame? So what are the rules? Safik tuma birchus ayachid sveiko tame. That's the rule. So why don't we say that? Rashi for a second. Michti, ha kikar savik tumu. Savik naga, savik lo naga. Avala kupa lo parich. We're not asking about the kupa case. Isn't that also in tumah, in Rosh Hashanah, about the sheretz and the tataris? Talo is chazik tumah bizavish shalbayis harishon. Vichihechi de parich ha kikar, matzi lemifrach hamachak v'amatlis v'lishniyak edem shaninan. You could have asked about some of the other ones, says Rashi, but it only asked on this one. Right? Other mefarshim say maybe it's not so borer that we're asking on others. Mishum David Dover does sheim bodas lishal. So here we bring in the factor that the Rambam brought in before. The reason that it's not Tommy is because the kikar is not a person that you could ask about whether what happened. And the rule is you learn that from Sota. Sota is only yesh bodas lishal. And here the kikar is not the chol davar sheim bodas lishal. Bein birchus harabim, bein birchus hayachid, sveiko tahor. That is the Torah. Is there a svar for this? Is pure gzeiras hakasev? Sounds like pure gzeiras hakasev. Some explain by if there's yesh bo das lishoyel, if it involves a person and you still have a suffix because the person doesn't know, that's called a choser yedia. And in halacha, sometimes we find out if it's a lack of your knowledge, you have to be machmir because that's your fault, kind of. Right? If it's Ein Bo Da'as Lishol, what are you supposed to do? There's nobody to ask. That's not a Choser Yediya. But if it's Yesh Bo Da'as Lishol, if it involves people, so that's considered Choser Yediya, and therefore, that's why it is mentioned. The Ritva here and the other Mefarshim wonder that isn't this known? What was the Havamina? We know the rule of Yesh Neim Bodas Lishol. That's one of the ABCs of Safik Tumah. So the Ritva discusses here, maybe it's not agreed upon by all Tanan. But either way, this is mentioned here. V'ibai Seim Ahacha B'Tumah D'Rabbanan. Or maybe the whole case of Madaf, the whole case of the Kikar falling down, is Tumah D'Rabbanan, that's what we can be Mekel. Tekanami Tektoni Madaf Tekhsif Ale Nidaf, which means a leaf, a rustling leaf that's very weak, and it's a weak type of Tumah. Okay, there's a Maritz Chayis here that has an important comment, which we can't go fully into right now. But you can look at the Maritz Chayis. He discusses where's the Maritz Chayis? Tell you what it's about. The Maritz Chayis discusses. Let me just find the line for a second, if I can. Let's see after the Rashash right here. Says the Maritz Chayis here discusses by Tumah D'Rabbanan. He discusses that this line might have been put in, and he goes through other cases of Shas where this Ibayisema might have been put in by the early Gaonim, by the Savoraim, and not from the Amoraim, and he talks about why. Some Rishonim don't have the Girsa, but we'll leave that for now. So we're up to third day in the Mishnah. Shammai said the Tumah doesn't go back at all. Hillel says it goes back to the last Bedika. He was the most Mekel. He was the most Machmir in a certain sense. You go back to the last Bedika whenever it was. Right, it's whichever is less, 24 hours or the last check. The Gemara expands. Me'ez leis me'medet adam yikidu l'bekida keitzad bat katzma be'echad b'shabes u'matzas tahora. She checked herself on Sunday and she was tahor. V'yashra sheni v'shlishi v'lo batka. Ulu revi'i batka u'matzat t'meya. On Wednesday she's t'meya. Ein omrim t'tami yikidu l'bekida. We don't say all the taras that she touched the past 3 days are tame. Ella me'ez leis. 24 hours you go back. That's it. Umi b'kida l'bekida me'medet adam me'ez leis keitzad bat katzma b'shar b'shona. She checked herself at 9 in the morning, clean. 12, tame. So she has to go back 24 hours? No. Just go back to the previous bedika. Isn't the second part obvious? You obviously don't go back 24 hours. She checked herself 3 hours ago and she was clean. What's the Havamita to say that we would go back 24 hours? So Gemara says, you're right. The second part is Pashat. I did the Tana me'es la'es, me'me'etas ayani b'kita l'b'kita, Tananami b'kita l'b'kita, me'me'etas ayan me'es la'es. You're right. That's why it's not a chiddush. Amar Rabbah my tamayal d'Rabbanan. So what's the Svara? Why do the Rabbanan say that you go back to the last Bedika, or 24 hours? Isha margeshes ba'atzma. If she, the way Rashi explains it, she feels. Well, we didn't mention this in the Hagdama, but a woman to be a Nida Daraisa has to have a Hargasha, an internal type of feeling. We'll talk about the three types of Hargashas. The first, Pisrei Tshuva, Hilchos Nida, and Kuf Pei Gimel, quotes the three Hargashas, two in the Rishonim, one added on by the Achronim, which many women of Bizman Hazeh don't have Hargasha. We'll have to talk about that. But this, it's alluded to in this line. A woman feels. What does it mean a woman feels? Rashi says, if she became Anida right earlier, she would have felt it. If Isa dim siluk yadea rasa havas margeshes. If she would have, she was focusing on herself when she did the check 3 days ago. So if she would have become Anida, then she would have felt it. And the fact that she didn't, we could just go back 24 hours. Go back 24 hours. Isha margeshes ba'atzma. Amalei abaye im kein teidaya shaita. If you say that svara, that she feels it, then she didn't feel anything for the past 3 days. Right? Or even the past 24 hours. Just right now. Right? You shouldn't go back at all. The Gemara says, when Rabba really gave this answer of margeshes, l'chidudi labayu dibay. He didn't really mean this answer. He knew there was an obvious kash on it. He was just wanted to sharpen Abaya. He wanted to sharpen his Talmud Abaya. The Aruch Haner discusses why Dafka here, you know, why did he sharpen it this way. The Rambam Minchas Talmud Torah talks about sharpening our students. So the Gemara says, okay, ask the question again. Elamai Tamayo de Rabbanan. So what's the reason for the Rabbanan then? Why did the Rabbanan say that you go 24 hours or the last Bedika? Ki hadam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Chachamim tiknu lan lebenos Yisrael shiubot kez asman shachas va'arves. Like we said, the Mishnah later on Daf Yud Aleph says, the Chachamim made a takana. Bizman Taras. Bizman Tum of a Tara, that a woman had to check herself morning and afternoon to protect the Taras, to protect the true man, the Kadshim. Shachris Lahakshi Taras Shalila, in the morning to protect the Taras she touched in the night. Farvis Lahakshi Taras Shalyom. So, a woman has to do these bedikos. So that's why you only go back 24 hours. Because, Vizu, what you're saying, the woman didn't do the morning bedika, that's her fault. That's her fault. That's why you lose an ona. My ona oni yasera. One extra ona, mishum knas. Like Rashi explains here, what's the ona? Because let's say she checks, right before shki at night. So she checked in the morning. So even if she did what she's supposed to do, she might have lost 12 hours. But we're kones her, if she didn't do the morning one, another 12 hours. That's why at most it goes back 24 hours. That's the shita of the Rabbanan. Again, the whole Mishnah is the Rabbanan. Midah Raisa, a woman's only tummy mekana lahaba. But any type of going back is going to be tummy de Rabbanan. But here we say, we're konis oni yisera. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava. Vazimni mishkachas la gimelonos. Sometimes she's going to lose three. Bimme eis la'eis. Why? What's the case of losing three? Sometimes if she didn't do a check at the beginning of the oni, you go back 24 hours, it's going to be today and last night and yesterday. Sometimes 24 hours can include three time periods. A day, a night, and part of the previous day. So where it says, okay, you can't, Hishu Chachamim b'midoseim, shal taklo b'meis leis. Even though technically we only wanted you to find you one period, 112 hours, lo plug. You have to make a certain rule. That's why you make the rule of 24 hours. Ibayis emash lo yechot iniskar. Or also a different reason why you're always going to say 24 hours. So you don't want the chot iniskar. Why? Because sometimes it's going to work out that doing a woman who did what she was supposed to do is going to lose more than someone who didn't do what they weren't supposed to do. Rashi explains what the mitzias is. Iba yisema, lachi mitamina la mitzaharayim de esmol, from yesterday afternoon. V'yamet lo niknas ela ona yisera, if you say only one extra ona, nimsachot iniskar, diluzu shalo batka atzma yamim rabim, ubatka la hayom shachris, haiza niknasis b'meis la'e shalim, uvedei she'ichra adat sarayim, because she delayed vosifa lachto, lo tafsir ala layla v'chatsiyom. So, it could be that she's going to lose less based on the math. My bein now the Gemara just sends off. Ikim now the isnisa v'lo batka. If she had an ones, right, b'shachris, and she wasn't bodek, so according to the chot iniskar reason, there's no problem. Taha nehansa, and according to the other reason, shlo tachlok, we would still say the same thing. Okay, the idea of checking, the takana, the Rabban of checking, again, we'll talk about it again on Daf Yud Aleph, but just to mention it quickly, the Torah quotes according to Rov Rishonim. According to many Rishonim, this is only Lataharos, the two checks. The Torah writes, in Kuf Sadivav, V'kol shivas yimei sfirasa tzricha lios bodekas l'chadchila pam achas bayom. One time a day. Many Rishonim hold that one time a day is when a woman should check l'maisa. That's the Ramban, that's the Rashba, that's the Rush, and that's the Torah. One time a day, because the twice a day was only Lataris, to protect the Taris. But Shivan Akiyam is Manazeh, which is only Lister Levaila, once a day. But the Torah quotes the Smak. Bezeber Mitzvahs Kasav, Pa'amayim. Achas Shachris, Vachas Arvis. Twice a day. Says the Beis Yosef, even though the Gemara says later on that's only Lataris, not Levaila, Hainodavka, Lachas Shatav, Lahari, Becheskas, Torah, Levaila. Avasvir Shivan Akiyam, She Becheskas, Temeya, Suicha Bedika, Pa'amayim. No, says the smock, and the Beis Yosef explains the smock, that because a woman during Shivan Akiyam does not have a full Cheskas Tara yet, so that's why we say it should be two. And again, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, but there are many kulas, B'makam Tzarech, where Poskim would say a woman could do less bedikos during Shivan Akiyam, because again, the original two twice a day was only Linyan Taras. It was an extension that the Rishonim did, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. But if there are reasons to do that to one a day or the like, then the poskim are are makel in certain contexts. Again, we'll talk a bit more about that eventually when it comes up later in the Masechta. Okay, we'll stop here by the two dots. For the show, we will continue next time with Nida Daf Hey.